the gate. We took it from the Orange Hall at Donoughmore, paid £80 for the pleasure. Harry carried it to the bottom field, balanced on the back of his old grey donkey. He lifted it and hoiked it heavily up against the dry stone wall, left it as though it had been abandoned, and I could see the bursting galls, the mottled cankers which lay beneath the pied black paint. I took a wire brush to scour and scrape down to bare, uncorrupted metal, sound ready for paint's fresh coat. I often walk through the new gate to the barley field. Sometimes I hear rusted voices in the air.